The deadly game and the Virgin Mary mystery are minutes away. Scott Peterson's lawyer is arguing for emergency action to protect Peterson, not from Bubba on death row, but from his other lawyer. Laura Engel reports.
In an instant, these images bring back heartbreak memories of a terrible time when the world held its breath, waiting for word of Lacey Peterson. The young pregnant woman had gone missing just before Christmas 3 years ago. Her husband, Scott, helped lead the search. As the days dragged on with no sign of the beautiful mom-to-be, Scott cried convincingly for the camera when asked about his missing wife. But later, his charade collapsed when police discovered Lacey's body and that of her unborn son, Connor, and charged Scott with 2 counts of murder. In a trial watched by millions, Scott Peterson was discovered to have been leading a double life while he was allegedly searching for his missing wife. It turned out he was involved with another woman, Amber Fry. But Peterson's charm and good looks didn't save him in court, and he was sentenced to the death penalty. Now his lawyer, Mark Garagus, is fighting another legal battle to protect his San Quentin client, this time from another lawyer, Matthew Dalton, who has written a book about the case. Michael Cardoza is a lawyer who holds a special distinction. He was the only attorney to cross-examine Scott Peterson. He was asked by Scott Peterson's defense team to do a run-through with their client during the trial.
I came in, I did it just as if I were a district attorney, and I cross-examined him.
How'd it go?
Not going to tell you, you know that. Which brings us sort of to Dalton. He shouldn't be telling either.
Cardoza maintains Dalton, who was briefly on Peterson's defense team, is clearly in violation of his role as a lawyer by writing a book about the trial called Presumed Guilty.
As a lawyer, we either represent people or we're media people.
Cardoza says lawyers can't have it both ways and feels Garagus is right in trying to halt publication.
When we represent people, we should leave it at that and not make our clients wonder, well, are they going to write a book after? Are they going to do television shows after about this? I don't care whether it comes from attorney-client privilege or not. You just shouldn't do something like this.
A lot of women have written Scott Peterson over the last year, some offering letters of support, others for marriage proposals. But Scott Peterson doesn't write a lot of people back. Anything he sends out of here usually ends up on eBay. One woman who may never have access to Scott Peterson not only believes he is innocent, but is working on freeing him from these prison walls.
Marlene Newell created a website called ScottIsInnocent.com. Obviously, she has a deep belief that convicted killer shouldn't be on death row.
There were 5 crime scenes, not a shred of evidence, not a trace of evidence left at 5 crime scenes, no eyewitnesses. I just don't believe it's possible.
But despite her feelings about Peterson's innocence, Marlene does say that more than seeing him set free, her goal is the truth.
More than just having him have a new trial and having him be acquitted, I really want to know who did it.
And surprisingly enough, the woman who has followed the man from Modesto so closely for so long has no desire to get any closer.
I've never written him. I've thought about it a couple times. I really prefer to remain at a distance from Scott. If some evidence should develop that would point to him, I want to be objective enough to be able to accept it.
Laura joins me now from San Francisco. Does this Marlene, Laura, love Scott Peterson?
I asked her that. I don't think that she is exactly in love with him, but what she wants to find out is what really happened to Lacey Peterson. She had pointed out that there wasn't a lot of direct evidence that indicates exactly what happened inside the house. She is looking for the truth. She thinks that in finding that, she will be able to help prove that Scott Peterson is innocent, at least be part of it.
Whatever. Thank you, Laura.